Power 904 at the party station. Power 904, power 904, power 904, power 904. Turn it up low. He knows River is in.
Unit 10.
Power at my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Out with the convoy, a black range. We pull up, gala act strange. Step with the force, you see the front page. Machiavelli style, gala move them waist. All them fi catch up, I will never left space. 904 have money till them can't erase. Fan a BBL, mama shake what you have. Go go time, baby, work for the bag. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Sharp like razor gang, the pump point. Them boy, yeah, I move undercover, oink oink. No splash with me, decorate and paint. Tool in a box, nuff hammer and nail. Grab the Sylvester, rap face turn pale. Soon as them see the kid, them start act stammer. Them say, me a done but a bit crazy. Warning, pull up with the black army. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing, he's a 10. You a fool, 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
Hi, my name is Hobo, and I'm in the den with Nala on Power 904.
What's up, you guys? This your girl, Nala, and we are right here in the den on Power 904 with your favorite host. You know how we do it right here out of Jacksonville, Florida. Today, I'm sitting here with a friend out of Cali. Cali been hitting us up right here in Duval, so I don't know how we about to connect and do more work in the future, but I'm sitting here with a dear friend by the name of Hobo. Hobo, tell the people a little bit about yourself, what you do, why you do what you do, and how long you been doing it.
First off, I'm a music artist, not a rapper, but a MC, a master of ceremony, so on and so forth. I've been rapping since Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five dropped that song, The Message. I'm 51 years wise, not old, because the only thing getting old is shoes, clothes, and dummies who remain the same, stuck in their childhood state of mind instead of advancing to their divine self, which is their mature self, using their moral compass to achieve better things in life. I'm also a neighborhood activist. I work with the Long Beach Steering Committee to help get finances for Black communities that deal with violence and stuff like that. I'm also part of FOCUS, which is Family, Observing Culture, and Uniting Students. I'm also part of the SIX, which is another organization that we help feed the less fortunate. I didn't say poor, the less fortunate on Thanksgiving. We give like snow day for the kids on Christmas, and we do trunk or treat, even though I don't believe in Halloween. But we do trunk or treats to give them a safe environment to go from trunk to trunk and get candy without being basically slit poisoned by somebody, a stranger. And I can keep on going down the list, but I'm gonna stop right there because I have a book, a biography for the stuff that I'm known for doing.
Okay. So I don't even know where to start. So we're gonna just keep it that you are a entrepreneur out here just doing big things for the community.
Yes.
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 And how long you been doing stuff like this?
I've been doing this. I was born an entrepreneur. I was born an activist. It's just in my DNA. You know what I'm saying? Because since little kid, I always stood up for what was right. You know what I'm saying? I got bullied, so I experienced it. So I was wise to the fact that bullies are being bullied themselves. So once you, like my grandmother say, you're going to keep letting them kick you until you take that motherfucking foot and break it, and they can't kick you no more. So once I learned that bullies were scary people that was getting bullied themselves, I was teaching the youth that was being bullied and pressured to fight back. They'll leave you alone because the longer you let them pressure you and keep you in a state of fear, they're going to continue to do what they're doing. But once you break that fear and take that punch to the face and hit them back your hardest, they will leave you alone. So that's...
You said something big there, and I know most of me and my single parent friends, you know, we agree with what you're saying, but how do you feel when it comes to that? Because a lot of parents tell their kids, don't hit back, or go tell someone, or go, you know, let them try to fix it first, when certain things, even though that happens, it's not getting fixed.
Yeah, I believe it's like this. If you understand the concept of cause and effect, it's like divine justice. That's what I see as divine justice. I don't believe God punishes, rewards, or judges nobody. It is you through your causes that affect, that create the effects in your life. So I believe not in starting nothing, but if you got to defend yourself, you got to defend yourself. And that's the key to life. You got to teach your kids how to defend themselves against the bullies. You know what I'm saying? Because the longer you allow them to do what they're doing to them, the more they're going to continue doing it to them. So once they nip it in the butt, you know what I'm saying? I got a grandson that's so humble. He don't hit back. He be like, people take stuff from him. He said, Mom, they must need it more than me. You know what I'm saying? But they continue to do it. But until he hit them back, you know what I'm saying, and make them stop, they're going to continue to do it. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be an advocate for violence, but
something.
Stop. You see how long we've been being kicked and ran over here where we at, and we continue, oh, we just gonna let it slide, but we quick to do something to one another. You get what I'm saying?
Correct.
No.
You're making a point.
You don't have the right to start shit, but you got the right to protect yourself from the shit starters. You get what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Period, point blank.
Okay. Listen, you just made a whole point right there. So what are some of your thoughts on the future of everything that you're doing right now in your profession?
I'm planning on basically trying to uplift my community to let the Mexicans know and the Blacks know pretty much if I want them to understand that we are one. We are the same because we all come from Africa. People are like, everybody don't come from Africa. But if you look at the definition of Africa, it means motherland. Mother of all, Garden of Eden. This is where everything started from. This is where everybody came from. So if this is the beginning of everything, how is not everybody from there? You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm trying to help the Mexicans, which if you look at the word Mexican, it ain't really Mexicans because a lot of Mexicans call themselves mestizos, which is mixed people. That's a mixture of European and Spanish, which is Spanish, and Blacks, which they call Indians, which are really Ethiopians. But I'm
history lesson over here.
So it's crazy because in essence, we are not the titles placed upon of us. We are conscious energy. That's all. The body is nothing but an avatar. So we can name it anything we want to, just like we name our car, Bessie, Sue, Bob, whatever. You know what I'm saying? The car is just like the body. It's just a vessel. You get what I'm saying? So that has nothing to do with what we really are. We're consciousness. God is consciousness and we are consciousness. So we are one. And until we can get a hold and grasp of that, we're going to always let people on the outside, which is a small amount of people who choose to keep everybody divided so they can control the masses. So they can control the masses. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm following you. I just hope they can follow you.
So I'm just trying to. I can't tell no old. I can't teach an old dog new tricks, but old dogs can teach the new puppies the old tricks. I'm trying to teach them what I learned from them old tricks that was played on me, because wisdom comes from experience. Right. And I'm only wise because I experience the stuff that I talk about. You see what I'm saying? Like I understand with the boys that go through growing up in a house with just a mother, you know what I'm saying, and no father. And I tell people, I grew up in a house with a mother and three sisters. So I'm telling you, as a child, I sat back and observed what my mama did because I didn't have no man figure. So everything I saw her do, I emulated. Smacking the teeth, rolling the eyes, talking bad about niggas, so on and so forth. So I had sensitive nature because I didn't have a father in my household to teach me how to control my emotions by giving me emotional intelligence and telling me, you need a job. You don't need to depend on nobody. Shouldn't nobody be taking care of you? I didn't have that. I had a stepfather who was a drug addict / drunk. You see what I'm saying? This is what I was gifted with. So basically, I was just like, Jesus. And the reason why I'm saying this is because it's a metaphor behind it. Because if you look at virgin, it also means unmarried. My mother was unmarried, so I was a bastard child too. Raised in the hood, like Jesus was raised in the hood. And I had to go to my father, which is consciousness, to become aware of what I needed to do. So I was aware that I had to activate the Christ in me, moral compass. My moral compass, meaning I had to know what was good for me and what was bad for me in order to ensure a better life. And that took me to a bigger and better place. And when I went to go talk to individuals that came from my same community, I was like an alien to them, and they were like earthlings. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was going over their head. Oh, no, what the fuck you talking about? You sound weird. You sound crazy. You a fool. Not knowing they're the fool because they're still growing up with their same immature ways. And if you look up the definition of immature, it means unripe, not good. Evil. That's all. That's the only evil in the world. And I tell people, that's the only evil in the world. And that's immature adults not letting go of their old mindset, which powers their brains and that powers their actions.
Yes, that is so true. I went through something just like that about a couple years ago, but where I'm from a small community as well. We're Dominican and Black, but where we come from, everybody has the same mindset. Everybody moves the same. Everybody, they're not trying to do much for themselves. You know, everybody's, you know, not speaking bad on poverty, but that's, you know, you don't have to stay in it. And if you do more for yourself, you can grow from that. So I had to move away from that city. I had to move and get out of that city to be able to be where I'm at today, because I wouldn't been able to do it in the same mindset. Everybody's, you know, doing the same stuff. Go to work, come home, you're drinking, you're smoking, you're sitting outside, you ain't got no goals for yourself, you know, and that's your daily life. And that's not what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
It's more to it than just this little city. It's more to it than that. And you can do stuff in our city, but somebody got to break the generational curses, and nobody's trying to break the curses.
Exactly. And the same thing you did, I had to do. I had to do it, Jesus. Leave my hometown and be able to develop myself. And now since I developed myself and I come back, all the people that didn't like me love me now. Just like when you gain fan base outside your city and people see you shining outside your city, now they want to know, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
But when you are, they deny you. They hate you. They plot on you. They want to snake you because you don't want to do the childish shit that they doing.
That's so real.
And all of it's childish. If you look at it, if you're not up taking care of your business as an adult, you are nothing but a grown-ass kid depending on somebody. Like I tell myself all the time, I said, look here. A lazy person makes two things. There's only two things to survive in this world. He looked at me stupid. I said, lie and steal. That's all they got. It's lying still. They come up with lies to get something from somebody, or they steal from somebody to be able to sustain their life, they self in this life that we live. But if you are a hustler with morals, you will be able to benefit way more better. You ain't got to worry about what mom and dad going to do for you because you got your own money.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. I get what you're saying. So how do you embrace the diversity and inclusivity in your work as you go throughout your journey?
Break that down a little bit in layman's term, because I don't want to answer it wrong. don't get
it's something get like what you was just talking about, like with breaking the generational things. Like, how do you deal with the diversity? Like, even though you're doing what you're doing, people are still gonna come at you. Like you said, people look at you like you're an alien. People look at you, you know, like you speaking gibberish or something. You know, they don't understand what you're really saying. How do you deal with those and still remain positive through everything that you do?
Our ancient ancestors left us a spiritual walk of life that religions was created off of. It's called Mayat. You ever heard of Mayat?
Mm-hmm.
So I practice the spiritual teachings of Mayat, which is the first one is peace. Peace means to still your thoughts and to still your emotions, for you can have a higher IQ, but that's a German word for the true word, a higher consciousness. That's mm-hmm. what we want to say. You become aware of bigger and better things. When you calm and relax, you see everything for what it really is, so you don't react in a stressful manner. You know what I'm saying? With emotional responses. So I use that peace to be able to activate the oneness with God, better known as consciousness, because me and God is consciousness, just like everything in this world is consciousness, like I said. So that allows me to activate the mind of God, which is logical thinking, and the power of God, which is emotional control, to be able to deal with the challenges in this life that I live in. All these haters and all these people that want me to be like them, I'm able to let that run off me like rain on a rain jacket. Because of me practicing this for so long, to the point where it's instilled in me, and it erased the negative thoughts, you know what I'm saying, the negative mindset, and gave me something of divine nature. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's deep. He is on one today. Okay. So can you share any personal habits or routines that you go through that contributes to your success?
Meditation, stretching, exercise,
stretching.
Stretching, making sure I stay intensified, CMOS, herbal teas, not tea with caffeine. All this stuff keeps the mind, the emotions, and the physical body in full top shape in order to perform to its highest performance. So, like it says, you got mind, emotion, and body. The mind must always be directed. When you watch stuff or listen to something, you want to see the cause and the effect of it in order for you to be able to activate your moral compass more inside you. So that's where the mind come in, along with meditation. So that's why I use meditation to keep my brain at ease. So the emotions, it also calms the emotions down. When I say it calms the emotions down, that's why I tell people, all you gotta do is breathe. When you learn how to breathe, and people think meditation is some far-out shit, when it's all it is breathing until your thoughts slow down, breathing in through your nose for 4 seconds, holding it for 4 seconds, and breathing out for 8 seconds, real slow. While you're doing that, you want your diaphragm to expand, mm-hmm. and then retract when you breathe it out. You see what I'm saying? And you don't want to push it out. The more you do that, the more you move up in minutes with that, the more your thoughts get clear, the more your emotions. It's only one emotion you manifest, and that's peace, which is calmness. Still, remember that song, Peace Be Still?
Mm-hmm.
All that. That's what they're talking about. And physical. For the physical sense, I exercise, I eat properly, I get the proper rest in order to perform at my highest peak, to be able to do the things that I'm talking about now. You see what I'm saying? That's what I do every day. It's like an everyday routine, scheduled out. My alarm go off, it's time to stretch. My alarm go off, it's time to meditate. My alarm go off, it's time to record. You got a meeting today. you have to bring order, which is light, to your life to get out of disorder, which is darkness. A person who has no order in their life will always live chaotically, which is put themselves through hell instead of heaven, which is that peace within that you need to do be the best you can be.
Okay. All right. All right. So wait a minute. I'm gonna break your mindset for a second. I got a wild card, okay? So my wild card is to get us, you know, relax, since you talk so much about meditation and all this. So now we're going to take you, and we want to know who Hobo is outside of all of this work and teachings and mentorship, because I know you got some people you got looking up to you on a daily basis. You said at the beginning that you were an MC, not a rapper, you're an MC, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So my wild card for you today is to give us, because at the beginning, it sounded like you brought it in. You was rhyming a little bit. I was picking up some metaphors out of that. Can you give us a bar or a 16 bar out of anything that you have written lately?
Let me see. Nowadays, figure I'm, hold up. Nowadays, figure I'm so, it's like, so many times I just got to listen to my new album. There's so much stuff going through my head right now.
Right, that's it. That's why I do a wild card.
I know. I see. Now it's so much stuff. I got a tangle of words going on, but let me do an old verse or something. Will I be he, that ghetto bastard known for cracking skulls, leave the suckers in the coma with these hellified flows, and fuck no, there will never be no peace on the east side when Mexicans sell double ups and brothers do drive-bys. Who died last night on the east side and left their mama lonely with tears in her eyes? Days in the life of a young yellow seed, knocking niggas toothless in the city by the sea. As I sag in some khaki sporting black Nikes. Don't need no type of cap, cause punk, I ain't banging. I'm slanging. Lyrical madness, LOC style. Suckers get broke down, you don't wanna see me, pal. I clowns, pound for pound with the pooky LOC. Niggas don't wanna be, niggas don't wanna be. Sliced up quick from their head to their feet, cause I don't give a damn when I'm mobbing through the beach. Long Beach has left a freaking curse upon my soul. Every time I see a crowd, I got to bust a flow to show. I will always be on top of things, cracking skulls, gaining fame as I rise from the flames to tame. Booty ass MCs claiming they can fuck with me, which is he. That brother serving blows, busting kidneys to prove I will always be on top, dissing busters and gaining much props. Oh. So that's something old. I wish I could remember something new, but it's a gang of stuff just floating through my head.
Yeah, because so where was that from?
That's from my original song on my debut album, City by the Sea. That's the old one. I just did a remix with my boy D3. I was trying to nowadays figure I'm so legit. Nowadays figure I'm too legit. Everything I do, I need to vet it. Within me, there's truth embedded. Game so tight, but only most will get it. Self-educated, never soft. Living like a boss, but I'm... I said, living like a boss. Like, man, I just can't get it right now. Yeah, new.
That's okay. We're going to go listen to it. You got the old and we got the remix.
Yeah, but this stuff that I'm trying to remember right now is the new stuff that I'm about to put out in June. And I'm telling you, this album is so vicious. This album
What's
is so vicious.
What's the name of the album?
It's called Cali Vibes.
Cali Vibes. Okay.
Cali Vibes.
That's V-I-V-E-S or V-I-B-E-S?
V-I-B-E-Z. Vibes. Vibes.
With the Z, not the S.
Yeah. Okay. So it's based on me transformation. It's like I want to do it like a little movies. You see what I'm saying? It's an EP that I'm putting out. I got a few people on there and it's hot. But I got other stuff like Gang by the Bundle, Hobo, the Ghetto Bastard Gang by the Bundle, Hobo, City by the Sea, Hobo, Hobo, the Great Hip Hop Depression, Hobo, G-Funkologist. Those are songs, the albums that I created, but they're not going to be better than this one because I was able to sit back in solitude and really hone my craft. instead of rush to compete against people to put something out because I felt right. I needed to drop something.
Right. You learn the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I'm able to be able to, now I'm able and capable of developing an artist from scratch because I took time to recreate myself.
Yes.
And it feels so
good.
It feels
good saying that, doesn't it?
I recreated myself. You know what I'm saying? And it's because of my art, the teachings of my art, and me grasping hold onto it and experiencing the teachings instead of just reading and going about, yeah, oh, this and that, and don't know a damn thing I'm talking at about all. Because I haven't experienced it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah. And HOBO don't mean transient, don't mean bums. It's an acronym for Honorable Outspoken Black Overlord.
I was coming with that one next. That was my next question. What does your name mean?
Yeah, Honorable Outspoken Black Overlord.
Okay. Okay, so is that one of your organizations that you work to create, or is that just a name that you created for yourself?
That's a name that I created for myself. My record label name is Swamp House Music LLC. That's my record label. So that's pretty much. Then I got a little crew called the 777 Soldiers Third Eye Riders. And that's where that seven come in, the three sevens. Seven is the number of completion. You got to have your mind complete. You got to have your emotions complete. And you got to have your physical actions complete, making you a 777 Soldier Third Eye Rider, which is one who uses his imagination and thoughts to better himself.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Not no hood stuff, not no gangbanging stuff. I'm beyond that childish stuff because if you look at the whole thing behind gangs, they was all started by kids, not grown adults.
Correct. So we gonna recreate the mindset.
Yeah, so why would I hold on to some childish shit? When I started as a child, when I was a child, I thought as a child.
No.
When I'm a teenager, I thought as a teenager. When I'm a young man, I thought as a young man. Now I'm a wise man. I think like a wise man. You get what I'm saying?
Yep. That's kind of how I started with my podcasting. My podcasting, I started out in the middle of street clubs and street promo and doing all of that. I had no knowledge of nothing I was doing. And then, like you said, as a kid, as a teenager or a mid-teenager, or, you know, that just wears out. It's like, okay, it got to be more to life than just coming to the club yelling on the mic all night. Like, what, you know, we gotta be what it is. Yeah. You know, so I had to take myself out of that environment because I was attracting the wrong things. It was hard for me to grow as a host in that. So I had to put myself outside. Like you said, I had to recreate myself. Like, I was a lioness, a real lioness at that time. So that's where Nala came in at. Nala is more calm. Yeah. Nala has more sense now. Nala is more, you know, she's more organized now. So I'm a different person. I'm not that same person anymore. So I get everything.
Is that Simba's wife from Lion King?
Yes, it is.
That's a good name. That's a good name.
Yes, yeah, so I came up with Nala because I am a Leo at the same time. My birthday is in August, so I'm real big on astrology. So I follow that real big. And anything that's tapped in with the universe, I've learned to, you know, like you said, meditate on that. And that's what put me to where I am. I learned myself. I learned who I was as a person, as a woman, you know, and things that I had to do being modest. Things I didn't have to do. Like, you can just be a real woman out here and people gonna attract to that. So yeah, that was a whole different vibe, a whole different thing, but I had to shut myself off from the world to do that. And that, it wasn't easy. You know, I had to take myself off social media. I had to, you know, let a lot of friends go, you know, that didn't want to grow. So it was just like, it's worth it at the end of the day. Like you said, it feels good to say I recreated myself and this is who I am today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your birthday is August what?
August 8th.
August 26th. Mine is August 26th. I'm a Virgo.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we love knowledge. We got to be right, so we go out there and make sure we dissect everything to the bone.
To the bone, to the T.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. So my next question for you is, with everything that you're doing and all the knowledge that you have, how do you continue to keep learning and growing in everything that you're doing?
Maya, I go through the yearly process because it's a seasonal process. You got to go through the seasonal process. Like right now, from February 21st to March 21st, you're supposed to practice peace, which is staying calm and relaxed in challenging situations. So as long as you go through the seasonal process, by the time December get here, that's when the sun is at its lowest vibration. You know what I'm saying? And it disappears somewhat in Africa. And then it comes back 3 days later, showing you that the son of God resurrecting, so on and so forth. And you get what I'm saying? So basically, that's the same thing. Your energy level gets so calm by then. So now I tell people, what you've done from the beginning of the year to the end of the year is going to get you the outcome that you get, because your causes, if it was negative, at the end, you ain't going to get shit from nobody. No love, no respect. They're going to treat you like shit. And you're going to be able to tell what you reap because of the thoughts you planted within your garden, which is your brain. So that created what you spoke on, what you vibrated into your heart and felt the urge to act out through your physical body, which is your earth, which is your earth. And I tell people this all the time. Your body is your earth. Your mind is your brain is your heaven. So when you in your thought, when since your consciousness, a collection of thoughts that create a mind state, that's what you create a throne out of in your heavens. Remember, you gain a throne in your heavens once you tap into God 100%. But
100%.
When you put poison up there, you gonna get some fucked up outcomes at the end when it's time for you to be judged by the judge, which is your guilty conscience. Your guilty conscience, because like I said, Christ means. Christ is your moral compass. So it's your conscience. So whatever you did throughout the year, you're gonna have either a good conscience about it at the end of the year or a fucked up conscience about it at the end of the year. It's you.
Right.
Like I said, God doesn't reward, judge, or punish nobody. It is you through the causes you create in life, you know what I'm saying, that get you the outcomes you receive. If you do negative, you're going to get a negative outcome, which is a curse. If you do positive, you're going to get a positive outcome, which is a blessing. This is all this is. But Europeans took it and flipped it all around to make it in a religious perspective, because to be able to have mind control over people, when the original setting was that all men were divine beings. But when we got down to the last setting, only one person is a divine being. But this individual, you can't find a gravestone or nothing for. You get what I'm saying? Nothing. So it lets you know that it's nothing but a metaphor. Everything is a metaphor, because in order to create a society, you got to have a myth. You got to have a ritual, which is a religious practice, and a belief system. Beliefs means to assume and guess. We use all those to be able to create stepping stones to show you how to be, to show our people how to be mature adults. Correct. That's how we was able to build great civilizations.
That's deep.
Because we were civilized people.
Right. That could think.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how do you feel about, I know you said the word control. That control is very big when it comes to anything that we do. Or do in on this earth. How do you feel about the word control? Like, do you feel like we are being controlled, or can you escape the word control?
You can escape the word control once you overcome earth. You got to overcome the physical aspects of life. Once you overcome the materialistically and fleshly values, who can control you?
That part.
That's when you realize money is nothing but a figment of our imagination. All this shit is just a figment of our imagination, but you can't see that until you tap into your true self, which is consciousness, and stop being aware of the bullshit that has nothing to do with us, which is the outer person. The outer person. Why do they call it the person? The police take you to jail. We found this on your person. They never say on you, but on your person.
Yeah, I never understood that, but thank you for breaking that down.
Because your person is your avatar. They know that the physical body, they use these words because they know the physical body is not us. What we truly are is the natural person, which is what? Conscious energy. Whatever we become conscious of, we speak on, we feel the urge to act out through the physical body. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Body ain't nothing but a robot. And your brain, and if you look at the Ninja Turtles, they show you that. With brain in a mechanical robot, It's showing you that the body is that robot, and you're the computer is that brain, powered by thoughts, a collection of thoughts that create your mindset. So if you go through and purge out all those thoughts that got you under mind control, through thoughts, you'll be a better person.
That's so deep. Okay, so can you share any success stories from individuals you have mentored or helped throughout your journey?
I've seen a lot of people, a lot of kids from Kings Park. I used to coach at Kings Park. And this one dude, basketball, football, softball. It was just like I was working for Park and Recreations. A couple kids went to the NFL, you know what I'm saying, from listening to me going down the path. A lot of kids became great in a lot of stuff. They resurrected from the dark, which is disorder, and became order. I'm one of the biggest followed person on my page. People come to me, old and young, just to see, to hear what I got to say. And it helped a lot of people get to where I'm at. So I've done a lot. I hear people say, man, you helped me, bro. When I was in my lowest, you helped me. So it's not for me to bear my arms, like to show off my arms, the stuff that I've done in public.
Right.
I let other people speak about it. You know what I'm saying? So I try not to, like, let my ego, which is my identity crisis, get the best of me, which is the true devil.
It's hard sometimes.
But once, like I said, but once you activate the Christ, it defeats the devil. And that Christ is your moral compass. It defeats the devil. Exactly. So, yeah. I helped a lot of people. But I want them to tell the world that
tell
I helped.
The story. Maybe we can get them on here.
Yeah, I want them to be like, yeah, Hobo, get this for me. Hobo, get this. I done saved people from being killed. I done saved people from joining gangs. I done saved people from being raped. I done did a lot of stuff in my community. I done stopped a lot of racial tension just growing up. I went from a drug addict. I smoked PCP. And a lot of people was like, we didn't even know you was on it because you were still advanced in thinking. They didn't believe that I was on drugs. You see what I'm saying? Because my mindset, but it all started with temptation. I wanted to see what everybody else was getting out of it. And I tried it for 3 years and I rehabilitated myself. Stopped in 3 years, cold turkey.
Wow.
I drunk since I was a little kid. I just stopped 3 years ago. You see what I'm saying? It's like I'm showing people through my actions. Look, if I can do it, that crazy ass nigga from Salt Lake can do it. You can do it. Nigga, I was one of the most feared crazy motherfuckers, fighting all the time. I tell people this story. I grew up in a household where my mama used to call me motherfucking bitch so much. I went to school one day and the teacher was saying, Travis Scott. And I'm looking around the class trying to help her find Travis Scott. He come touch me on the shoulder and say, baby, I'm talking about you. And I say, I be called bitch and motherfucker so much, I thought my name was bitch motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, I grew up in a ghetto-ass situation. You see what I'm saying? I grew up in a ghetto-ass situation, walking out the house over people getting guts on the floor after they just got killed next door. This is the stuff I grew up in. And I'm walking through it like this. And the older cats saying, this boy is, I'm sneaking out the house after my mama get drunk and I'm going to the parties with the older kids who started the gangs. I'm down there dancing and stuff. They're like, your little badass gonna get in trouble. I'm down there getting my freak on and everything. Having sex with older women. This is what I was doing. So everybody that was OGs from the gangs that was started, they knew me because I was out there partying with them. You see what I'm saying? As a young kid. You see what I'm saying? And I was crazy. I love the fight and a lot of stuff. You see what I'm saying? But I never killed nobody. I never harmed nobody that didn't deserve to get their ass whooped for trying to do something to me. And I grew up out of all that and became who you see in front of you today.
Wow, transformation. So I'm glad that you broke it down a little bit about yourself, which was what I've been trying to get Ruth, throughout the whole interview. And now that people know who Hobo used to be and where he's at today and where he's been through. We here at Power 904, we support mental health on a daily basis. You know, society only supports it once a month. But this is something that we as people deal with on a daily basis. We can't just deal with it in May. You know, we need to be talking about this all the time. So how do you feel about mental health? Or what are some of the things that you feel like people should know when it comes to your mental health?
It's like at my job, they tell us, respect everybody because you never know what that person, I work at the hospital, they say respect everybody. Be courteous to everybody because you don't know who's in there. It's somebody that might be just diagnosed with a deadly disease that they can't, they was told that they had 3 months to live, and they walking through there with an attitude, and they might rub you the wrong way, but you just be calm with them. So that's the same thing with people in the streets. The mental health issue is basically a thing based on these, like I said, collections of thoughts that's placed inside of individuals. You see what I'm saying? That's placed inside of individuals from childhood and up. Some people was born with it. Some people gave birth to it. You get what I'm saying? Through thoughts. Because thoughts, you look at thoughts as children, you give birth. Like people say, people are born gay. No, people give birth to the thought. Everything starts with a thought. Your radio station started with a thought, right? Yep. The car started with a thought. Houses started with a thought. Everything starts with a thought that we give birth to. And we happen to bloom into something beautiful or something destructive. You get what I'm saying? Right. And I don't knock nobody. I don't care what your thoughts is and you choose to do with yourself, but just don't try to rub no negative stuff off on me and force me to do it. Cause now I have to defend myself because like I said, I don't have the right to start shit, but I got the right to defend myself from shit starting.
Correct. And that is the quote for the day. That is the quote for the day. Well, Hobo, I appreciate you. We learned so much from you today. I can't wait to share this interview with everybody and everybody around you to see it. Like, I can't even wait to tell Monster Yo how good this interview went. Like, I'm just excited right now. So if there's anything that you could leave us with today, three things. This is my last time talking to you, which it won't be. But what would you leave us with and why?
Hold your peace. See yourself as one with everything. Always use logical thinking and emotional control. And free my brother, Monster Yo, yo.
You heard it here first. Tell the people where you can find you at.
You can find me on Instagram, Hobeezy on Instagram. Travis Scott on Facebook, TikTok, Swamp House Music LLC, and also on Instagram, Swamp House Music LLC. I'd love for you guys to tap in because in a minute, my evolution is going to be vicious, and I want you guys to get a whiff of how I'm setting up stuff for success, and I want you guys to get a taste of that new music I'm about to drop real soon.
All right, you guys, you heard it here right here in the den with your girl on Power 904 with my friend Hobo, and you are now on our radar.
Peace and blessings, because peace brings blessings.
Peace brings and blessings. We appreciate you.
Likewise. Likewise.
You have a good day.
You too.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-minute indie spotlight show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Bend it over, drop it low, pick it up real slow. Gone and poke it out. Shake your money maker. You know what I'm talking about. Got them standing around. Pockets on tsunami. Throwing money up. Every time you go to drop it. She so bad. How you know? She always the toppy. And I love the way she move. That's why I always watch it. Why the booty? Big booty. We like all booties. Why the booty? Big booty. We like, I want to see you
wanna see you like the way she wobble it, pick it up and wobble it, like the way she wobble it, pick it up and wobble it. She no dancer, she like twerking. Hit the club after work with her friends, all baddies. Will they dance? Do it gladly. They got money, they buy their own bottles. Whole clique mad, they like supermodels. Keep it classy, can't get nasty. Hit the floor, started spazzing. Why the booty, big booty, we like all booties. Why the booty, big booty, we like all booties. I wanna see you. Why the booty, big booty, I like all booties. Why the booty, the big booties, we like all booties. I wanna see you. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it in. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it in. I wanna see you. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it in. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it in.
The hottest indie spot.
When you gonna stop by for love? Cause he's been waiting for you. He's been waiting for you. When you gonna stop by for love? Cause he's been waiting for you. No matter the day or time, no matter if it's day. Time is a good time. Toss and a turn in and I can't get you out of my mind.
Thinking about me like I'm thinking about you.
And if the mood is right, baby, you can slide through.
There ain't nothing to be afraid of.
Baby, we've both been lonely enough. Spark up a blunt and pour a drink up.
Off your mind.
I just be you and I spending quality time.
All you gotta do is stop by, my love will be waiting, be much appreciated. Yeah,
when you gonna stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you.
It's been waiting.
When you gonna stop by for love? Cherry blossom perfume so sweet,
sweet,
sweet. Like perfect for me. I'm an open book, get to know me. Is if you wanna show me, no sweat, baby, I'm open now.
Yeah.
Soft kiss on your shoulder, baby. Ooh. When I look into your eyes, I see the stars.
So can it surprise me?
How do we like it? We ain't gotta go nowhere. I'm your one stop shop, love you round the clock. In the area, don't hesitate to stop by.
You are currently in the den.
I'm not the same thing. gonna change, and I know it. How I go from drowning deep to making waves in the how I go from deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from drowning deep to making
waves in the ocean.
Yeah, got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Yeah, got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. It was a white boy with a gold grill from the south side on Battle Creek. Cool dude, he missed the test, and he do it for the 15. Somewhere between the deuce and the light at the next street. I thought about how good God been and how far he done brought me. So I'm riding around and I'm getting it. Bank account for 2 visits. Lights on and we eating. Good health and I blinking. That's when I start thinking. About the time when I blew it. Chose wrong and I knew it. That's when it got too mad. Seen things change, cause I changed things. Talked to God and got the formula. Half the struggle I was really in was called no idea what I'm doing. Bro. Took a lot of prayer for determination. Humble pie for the extra flavor. Took a bunch of L's, never let it break. Thought my own lane never started breaking. Got a Hemi engine, catch a hit in me. Got it sounding like a thousand bumblebees. Run off oatmeal and the belly made his little Chick-fil-A and it got in me. Wait a minute, it's a Jesus in it. It's a change, AJ. How you transform? Check the resume, I been proud, vibing like a transform. I'm not the same, they ain't nothing changed. I know who I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean. Who I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from grinding deep to making
waves in the ocean.
Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon. Change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Okay, now boy, I'm feeling splendid. Need me some suspenders. Piped up, 3 stripes up, and these pants drop, I'm gon' split them. I'm the same T, but a new me, version 2 if you ain't get it. The old me like the views, the butt in the back. But now HD in my pitch. See, I realize that the real eyes can't be seen without real eyes. Some real ties to some real guys, got a real clear in my real mind. Time it's real life with a real guy, but the real part, it's real hard. Real fast, if this got up, then ain't nothing can hold me back. I don't understand my sauce, catch up and must it be pleased. The way that I be getting blessed, you think I had a disease. I just be coming out of me. I guess my face got a leak. Call it that, I chew a bit. Now what you do for a sneak?
Listen. Right, maybe it's too wavy and the surfing ain't your vibe. Maybe you do some rap because tanning ain't your life. Don't mess with my phone sway. I just got it feeling right. My light work is light work. Keep the shade and let me shine.
I'm not the same, ain't no change, and I know it. How I go from drowning deep to making waves in the ocean. Yeah, got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon.
Now that's dope.
Birthday.
I made a thing with
Lick it up like the ocean. You my only devotion. Come make a give you the potion. I make the thing win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It never rains.
You not get the thing in.
God,
try to make me regret.
What?
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10 Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.